welcome to the final day of May. That's right, Fred. It's Sunday, this May 31st, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I'll tell you what, you just blink and June is coming up right at you. That's for sure. So good to hang out with you, friend. Go ahead, grab yourself a cup of coffee. Let's pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship, and let's prepare our hearts and minds for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's start things off today with a favorite from Don Moen. It's He Never Sleeps, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise, it's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps, He never slumbers. Sing it. All of your cares on Him.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. Are you having yourself a good weekend? Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." Friend, God owns it all. Corrie ten Boom said, hold everything in your hands lightly. Otherwise, it hurts when God pries your fingers open. Friend, he owns it all.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Thank you.
magnifying the name of Jesus today. It's Joey Kroll with you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Do you like jelly beans? Oh, yeah. You ever hear of the jelly bean poem? Somebody shared this with me the other day. Red is for the blood he gave. Green is for the grass he made. Yellow is for his sun so bright. Orange is for the edge of night. Black is for the sins we made. White is for the grace he gave. Purple is for his hours of sorrow. Pink is for our new tomorrow.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I
listening to Sunday Worship.
Why do I feel discouraged?
do the shadows come? And why does my heart feel lonely in love for heaven and torn when Jesus is my portion?
That's a beautiful song. It's Selah and His Eye Is On the Sparrow. Fred, thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and my wife and I recently took a trip for a work-related conference to Nashville. And I'll tell you what, they love their country music down there, that's for sure. But so as we were driving into Nashville on Interstate 24 East, I couldn't help but think of the excitement many talented young artists had taking this very same road into Music City with hopes and dreams. And then I looked on the other side of the road, Interstate 24 West, the road leaving Nashville. And I wonder how many took that road after realizing their dream of making it big wouldn't come true. I wonder how many took that road with a crushed spirit. I wonder how many took that road, that very same road, on the heels of a shattered dream. Fred, if we're honest, we've all been on the road of broken dreams. Maybe it was the desire of having children, but it never came to pass. Or it was the hopes of a certain career only to find out that it would never happen. We've all taken the hard road that led us to disappointment. However, those moments, we need to remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hands. Friend, I need to remind myself that I am in the hand of the one who loves me. No matter what road I'm traveling, either going into something with joy or hope, or on the road of disappointment and brokenness, I have a God who promises to give me strength, comfort, and peace. Friend, may you experience that reality on your travels today. Thank you. Right there on your radio. This is, of course, Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And friend, if you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it, or maybe invite a friend to tune in through our audio archive section at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And you should see all that information right there on the bottom right-hand side. Well, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine, and our church is having drive-in church again today. Looks like it's going to be a great day for that. So until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.